Diomo.
When people ask me, good listeners, why do I hate all the Tutsi? I say, read our history. The Tutsi were collaborators for the Belgian colonists. They stole our Hutu land. They whipped us. Now they have come back, these Tutsi rebels. They are cockroaches. They are murderers. Rwanda is our Hutu land. We are the majority. They are a minority of traitors and invaders. We will squash their infestation. We will wipe out the RPF rebels. This is RTLM, Hutu Power Radio. Stay alert. Watch your neighbors.
Mr. Rusa Sabakina, thank you.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Next time you are there, tell Fidel that I said hello.
Good to see you, gentlemen.
That is a fine cigar, sir.
This is a Cohiba cigar. Each one is worth 10,000 francs.
10,000 francs?
Yes, yes. But it is worth more to me than 10,000 francs.
What do you mean, sir?
If I give a businessman 10,000 francs, what does that matter to him? He is rich. But if I give him a Cohiba cigar, straight from Havana, Cuba, hey, that is style, Dube.
Cohiba, a fantastic cigar.
The best, eh?
So, you're going to join us at the rally today?
I will try my best, George, but these days I have no time for rallies and politics.
Politics is power, Paul. Hutu power. And money. It's time for you to join your people.
Thank you, George. But time is also money. I need 6 extra cases of beer today, along with a regular order.
Business is good at the hotel.
It is very good.
I'm always glad to see you, Paul.
Hey! Hey, put that back! Put that back! There's no beer!
You, clean this up.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Hey, Paul, don't worry about the Carlsberg, okay? I'll give you Heineken. And I won't charge you extra.
Thank you.
A bargain buy from China. 10 cents each. You know, I'll get at least 50.
At least.
George Rutagunda is a bad man. I've heard him on the radio telling the Hutus to kill all the Tutsis.
Rutagunda and his people, they are fools, Dube. Their time is soon over. Anyway, this is business.
It's the Interhammer.
Do as they say, pull over.
set up.
Smile, Dube. Don't attract attention to yourself.
Some of these men are my neighbors. They know that I'm Tutsi.
Just smile as if they are friends, Dube.
No, hey.
Go to power.
Okay.
Yes. Get out of here.
There's water coming from the box.
Park here. We'll go in the front. Grégoire, please help with this water. Grégoire, deal with this right away.
We were hoping you could see the gorilla. Let's protect ourselves.
Yes.
Dube, this is the lobby.
Paul, what's going on?
I am sorry, sir. It is an emergency.
Do my best.
Oh, shit! Oh, sorry, sir. Ten alive, 12 are dead.
All right. But save the shells. Fill them with a stuffing. The good meat and something local.
Cassava?
And the fish.
And tipali.
Yes. We'll call it fresh lobster and a cassava and tipali crust. Dube?
Style, sir?
Yes, sir.
The problem is, General Bismondo. I have information that the Interahamwe militia will not heed the peace agreement.
Colonel, the UN need not worry about the Interahamwe. We will control them.
General.
Ah, Paul. The scotch is exceptional.
It is our most popular single malt. I knew you'd like it. Colonel Oliver, it is a pleasure to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Paul.
General, let me recommend the lobster for lunch today. It is spectacular, straight off the plane.
Fresh lobster in Tigali. You do us proud, Paul.
Oh, thank you.
I left a little something for you with the court check.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I need flour. Give me 2 bags of flour.
Okay, the plates are ready. Here's the car. Allez, viens, chérie, on
monte. Good afternoon, ladies. Elizabeth, please put these in the general's briefcase.
Yes, sir.
This is RTLM Hutu Power Radio. I have a message for our president. Beware. Do not trust the Tutsi rebels. Do not shake the hand that will stab you. They will trick you.
Reporting from Kigali, Rwanda, where tensions are high as the deadline for the UN brokered peace agreement approaches.
Hello, Mr. Paul.
Good to see you, Paul.
I did.
See you soon.
So your brother and the girls are here?
Yes.
Okay, Anais, let me see your turn.
1, 2, 3.
Yes! Who is the winner? Oh, it doesn't matter. I have chocolates. Who wants chocolates?
Hey, Papa, watch this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, chocolates. Who wants?
Say thank you to your uncle, boss.
Oh. Please, not before dinner.
Not before dinner, Mama says.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Let's go in.
Very slow. How are things at the hotel?
Very busy. Many people visiting the gorillas. A lot of foreign press are arriving
soldiers.
For the peace. What?
They're soldiers.
Where?
On the street.
Go see what's happening. It's all right.
No, you're a Tutsi.
What is
that?
It's Sienna, go back in the house. You must go back. You mustn't be out here.
It's fatal.
No, Captain, you see. You see. Come on, come on. It's not me. It's not me. Captain, man. Captain.
I know.
But
you stop.
No!
No!
Do what?
Call
someone.
I'm not going.
Stay the night, Thomas.
Yes.
Why would they arrest Victor? He has no politics. He's a gardener.
Who knows, Tatsi? Who knows?
Someone who didn't like him denounced him as a rebel spy. Happens all the time now.
Maybe you could call one of your contacts in the army.
It wouldn't help.
You could ask as a favor.
No, I could not. Tassie, all day long I work to please this officer, that diplomat, some tourist, to store up favor so if there is a time when we need help, I have powerful people I can call upon.
But Victor was a good neighbor.
He is not family. Family is all that matters. Please, please, leave these things to my good judgment.
This assignment is bullshit.
Come on, a few days in a nice hotel, no one's shooting at us.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Micoline. I am Paul Rousset, the beginner, the house manager.
Right, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Anything that you need, please find me.
Thank you.
Certainly.
So, what is the actual difference between a Hutu and a Tutsi?
According to the Belgian colonists, the Tutsis are taller, are more elegant. It was the Belgians that created the division.
Oh.
They picked people, those with thinner noses, lighter skin. They used to measure the width of people's noses. The Belgians used the Tutsis to run the country. Then when they left the power to the Hutus. And of course, the Hutus took revenge on the elite Tutsis for years of repression. Am I telling the truth, Paul?
Yes, unfortunately. Please take this to the general. Benedict is our finest journalist in Kigali, an expert on the subject.
So what are you, Paul?
I am Hutu. Gentlemen.
More champagne?
More champagne would be nice. Thank you.
Thanks. Excuse me, honey. Can I ask you a personal question? Are you a Hutu or a Tutsi?
I am Tutsi.
And your friend, Tutsi?
No, I'm Hutu.
They could be twins.
Get the camera. The general's going to give us an interview.
Hang on, my room 22. I'd love to finish up this conversation.
Senior UN officers claim that the Rwandan army is secretly training and arming the Hutu militia called the Interahamwe. I put this claim to the head of the armed forces, General Bizimungu.
No. No, we have not been training the militia. The UN are mistaken in this accusation.
Do you support your president's agreement to make peace with the rebels?
The president has the full support of the army.
That peace agreement will be signed today in Tanzania between Tutsi rebel forces and President Habyarimana.
This is a great day for Rwanda and for all of Africa.
Negotiation has replaced conflict.
Paul, have a drink.
Friendship has replaced fear. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live beat to the side.
To our president, may you find peace. May we all find peace.
Let us all dedicate ourselves to nurturing this hard-earned gold.
to peace.
Ah, yes, it is a beautiful city. I am planning on returning there.
Thank you. Bye.
Tomas. Hello, Fidance. Well, this is a surprise.
Oh, forgive us, Paul. We must talk.
Yes, what is wrong?
I have it from a very reliable source, Paul. It's...
Thank you, Senator.
My assistant, the Hutu power man. He says that we must get out now, that soon it'll be very bad.
Give me this man's name.
But please, Paul, even though he isn't a Hamwe, he's a friend.
He wants your job, Thomas.
He said that there is a signal. It is called the Tall Trees. And when they hear the signal, the militia are to go to war.
Paul, please. Let us take Tassiana with us. You are Hutu. You will be safe.
Fidence, I know you have heard many things. And I know what we have seen, Thomas. But please, the United Nations are here now. The world press are watching. The peace has been signed. Let this process work.
What was that?
Power cuts. We are running on generators. Fidence, please, don't worry. Tomorrow you will come by the house and we will discuss this with Tassiana. All right? Tassiana, what is going on here?
Our house has been burned.
What?
Didn't you hear the news?
What news?
They are saying President Habyarimana has been murdered.
Tutsi rebels have killed him.
It's nonsense. Why would the rebels kill the president when he agreed to peace? Everyone, please, out of this room. Please, Jean-Baptiste, find him seats in the other room.
What? Please.
Did you meet with Thomas and Fides?
Yes, I told them to go home. Go and call them, Tassi.
I've tried. Our phones, they do not work.
Why do the neighbors run to us?
You are the only Hutu they can trust.
You are Tutsi.
They are scared, Paul. I am scared.
These are probably rumors. Started by agitators, we must remain calm for the children, Tassi.
Forgive me, Paul. Elise says that Roger has gone.
Gone? Gone where?
He was afraid for his friend Simon, Mama.
No, no. Who? Where has he gone, Elise?
He went next door.
Wait. Paul. Tatiana, Paul, please, please. You have to stay here. Continue. Please stay in the house. No. Please. No, you're willing, willing.
Please, 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 tell me what's wrong.
Oh, my
God. Where are you
headed? Roger,
talk to me, where are you
headed? Roger, Paul. Attend to death! Get his clothes off her. Please get some water.
He's
please.
Hurt.
Please, please, let's get his clothes off.
Covered in blood.
Ibrax. Ibrax.
He went next door to the Chiranga. Look here, Dad. Look here.
Stay
look
still, Roger. Keep him still, Paul. I can't find the wound. What happened to you?
Tell your mother.
Talk to me.
Tell your mother what happened, Roger.
Okay.
Roger, you must get okay.
Do not worry. He is not cut. He is not hurt. This is not his blood.
You are not dead. My darling, it's okay. It's okay. You are safe. Look at your mother.
It's okay.
Catch your mother. Come here, Elise.
Where did the blood come from?
Please, please. You are safe.
You're right, Roger.
You are safe. You are safe, Roger. You are safe, Roger.
Okay,
my darling, it's okay. I love you so much. I love you.
Son.
Paul.
Listen to me, good people of Rwanda. Terrible news.
It is true.
Horrible news. Our great president is murdered by the Tutsi cockroaches.
Oh,
they tricked him to sign their phony peace agreement. Then they shot his plane from the sky. It's time to clear the brush, good Hutus of Rwanda. We must cut the tall trees. Cut the tall trees now!
The soldiers are here!
Let us go to work, loyal Hutus.
No, no, no. No, no. Stay calm. Stay calm and be quiet.
Find these traitors. Let none of them escape.
Everybody, everybody out! Check the back.
Oh.
You go out, find you. Yes, sir.
I better go have a word with them.
Go around the back. Make sure no one comes out.
Yes, sir.
Who's in charge here?
You.
Can I help you, sir?
Let me see you attended the guard.
I'm a good friend of General Bizimungu.
Get out! Get out! Over there! Over there! No, Roger!
Come on!
Get out of here!
We have to go!
Everybody, out! Get out! Get out!
You work at the Hotel Diplomat?
No, I work at the Mikolin. I used to work at the Diplomat.
We want to use that hotel. All the room keys are in the safe. You must open it. Let's go.
Paul!
Sir, I cannot leave my family. I must take them with me. It is not safe here. There are Tutsi spies everywhere.
Kelly, I cannot take all these people.
No, no, sir, sir. Yeah, you do not have to. We have a car and a van.
Captain Kallis, come on!
Roger, let's go!
Come on! Hurry!
Go around. Let's go! Let's go!
Can I go with you?
Yes, of course, Jeremiah. Go around. Hurry.
Jesus, no. Oh, it's Simon, Papa.
Don't look, don't look, don't look. Don't look, Tessa.
Oh.
Safe is in the manager's office.
You too. Go with him.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at this. Beer. Hey.
I've got them.
Yahweh! Nebke! Tell me about you! Check out all of you!
I have them, I have them, I've got them!
Traitor! These are tutti cockroaches.
Let me explain, sir. Please, wait.
Shoot them. Shoot them.
Please, I don't use guns. I don't.
It's easy. Shoot them, or you die first.
Sir. What could I pay you not to do this?
You wanna pay me?
Why not? Look at them. These are not rebels. Soon they will be worthless to you. Why not take some money for your work?
How much?
You name a price.
$10,000 for each.
Sir, I don't have that much.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah. A thousand US. Enter. Yeah. 50,000 francs for my wife and children.
Take them. Hey.
Get them. Sir, I have more money actually. And let them give you something. Some money, whatever they have. All right.
Here you are.
Give me everything you have. Here you are. See?
This is enough for one cockroach. Pick one.
Sir, I will give you 100,000 francs for all of them.
Give me it.
I don't have it here. At the Mikolin, I can get it for you.
You'll run into the hotel and hide behind the UN.
Sir, I swear, 100,000 francs. I will get you the money. You keep them outside. Please, sir, please.
Let's go.
We will need the van. Come on.
Go with my soldiers and hurry back if you want to keep these cockroaches.
Excuse me, sir. Please, could you help?
Here's the money. 100,000 francs as promised. But please, let them go, sir.
Get the money. We'll get them later.
You can go.
Thank you.
Traitor.
Thank you, Paul.
I have to go. The staff of Kivu Lodge have fled. I have to pass up there. You are in charge now.
It's okay. Come on.
I can't find my husband. They're very tired.
Everyone, please move to the side. Clear the door. Andre, he needs two sweets.
Paul, please, where is Marco?
Yes, I understand. I know, I understand. Please, if you give me one moment, please. Odette, Jean-Baptiste, take this room.
What about our neighbors?
What will they do? Dubé.
Yes, sir.
Please, put these guests in two staff rooms.
Right away, sir.
No, please. It's old. Have the fruit.
Yeah. Joseph.
Your suit, sir.
This mess is unacceptable. Call housekeeping, get them up here right away.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Try and Thomas Amphidians.
All right.
Operator, I need a line. I need a line now, please. Hello?
You did not reach them.
No. No answer.
It is a very tense situation, and I just want to assure the families of those who are there that we are doing everything we possibly can to try to assure the safety of our citizens there.
Can you at least tell us, is the airport actually open?
We are calling the airport. We are calling the embassy. We are trying to get as much information for you as we can. And yes, your passport, yes. Antoinette will take care of this for you. Where is Gregoire?
Sir, he has moved into the presidential suite.
Ah, Mr. Manager.
What do you think you are doing, Gregoire?
What is that?
It's okay, darling.
What do you want?
You had better get out of this room and back downstairs right away.
I don't have to listen to you anymore.
Yes, you do. I am in charge. Now get out of this room right now.
Mr. Manager, you notice the smell of cockroaches? If I were to leave this room, I'm sure I could find it. And I know people who can cleanse it. But maybe it doesn't bother you. Why is that? Are you used to the smell? But not me. I need a clean room to escape it.
My house has been burned. I have nowhere to go.
Yes, I understand this, Your Honor, but we are operating at capacity as it is. I can give you one room, but you will have to share it. I'm sorry.
There's no way we can share it.
I understand. I am sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. Yes.
Paul, I need your help.
Yes, my master.
The Tutsi children from the St. Francis Orphanage. Okay, come on, let's go.
I have only one room.
That'll do.
Atto, please.
They put contracts up everywhere. How will he be able to get through that lady?
Have to go get the rest of them.
The rest of them?
There are another 10. I'll be back soon.
Madam Acha,
have a favor to ask of you. My brother-in-law and his family, they live near the St. Francis on Eau Claire, 20. Can you please get them and bring them here to me?
Sure.
And I have a photo.
Thanks,
Paul. Thank you. Everyone, keep moving. Has he spoken to you yet?
Is your face still hurting?
It's all right.
The neighbors asked me to thank you for your kindness.
I shouldn't have brought them here. The first thing they told me when I received my appointment was to never, never lower the tone of the hotel. Maintain the Micolines' dignity at all times, Paul. Soon all of this will be over. What if I lose my job, Tassiana? Oh my God.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. Bathe them, feed them, put them to bed. I will send you some help.
Okay, babies.
We have heard reports of reprisal massacres. Will the UN intervene to stop the bloodshed?
We're his peacekeepers, not his peacemakers. My orders are not to intervene. Excuse me.
Thank you, Commander.
Here.
Okay, get her. It's fine. Listen, I got us a car, but we gotta move now. We're not allowed to do that, Jack.
David, the shit's going down outside these walls. We gotta cover it.
We're not leaving the hotel grounds unless we have an armored car. That's the ground rules.
What are ground rules? Where do you think we are, fucking Wimbledon?
We cover the story from here until we get the proper vehicles. Jack, shoot some B-roll of the refugees.
Colonel, I have no way to protect these people. And I have more refugees than I have room for as it is. I was given 20 orphans today by the Red Cross. This is not a refugee camp. Can you not take them with you to your facilities?
No, I can't do that, Paul. I'm sorry. I'm overwhelmed in my refugee camp. I'm under attack, constant attack. As soon as we can stabilize the situation, then I'll take them.
Turn that radio off.
Watch out for him.
And get back to work. We have a hotel to run.
There is no work here anyway. The boss has left.
I am your boss.
There's a call from the Micolines in Rwanda on line one.
Yes? Who am I speaking to?
Yes, sir. Paul Rusesabagina, the house manager. I met you on your last visit here, Mr. Tillens.
Ah, yes. Paul, I remember. How are things there?
The situation is difficult, sir.
Some of our directors believe we should close the Micolines until this unrest is over.
I'm not sure about that, Paul. What do you think?
Sir, that would be very bad for our reputation. The Mykolaiv is an oasis of calm for all our loyal customers. What would they think if Sabina deserted them now? I assure you, the United Nations have everything under control, sir.
Very well, Paul. Very well. But if this thing gets worse, we must close. If there is anything I can do, please call.
Sir, yes, there is one thing I'm going to be needing from you right away. Let me tell you, it was an embarrassment for me to have to ask for this. Most of us in this room have known each other and worked together for many years. Is it really necessary for me to get a letter from Belgium for you to perform your duties? In fact, forget this letter. If you don't want to work for me and would rather be out there, then leave now. Please, everyone, back to work.
Paul, thank you for coming. The air conditioner's on the blink. Is there any way you can have a look at it? I'm just on a deadline.
Certainly.
Thank you. Brad, let me know when you get the satellite feed. Thanks.
Mr. Fleming, I brought you some tea as well, sir.
Thank you, Paul. You're an oasis in the desert.
The elements in the government and the army are following the example of what happened to the Americans in Somalia. I think they intend to intimidate us, try to attack us, and hope that the West will pull all its troops out.
Do you think they'll succeed?
No, they won't. The UN's here to stay.
What about the outbreak of violence since the shooting down of the president's plane?
What the hell do you think you're doing? I'm responsible for the safety of this crew. What is this?
Down the road.
Fred, it's David. I've got incredible footage. It's a massacre. Dead bodies, machetes. If I get this through right away, can you make the evening news? Yeah. You have to lead with us.
I point at you, you do a shot. You get a total double. You see all of the chicken.
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas.
Hey, Paul. Listen. Sorry about earlier. If I'd known you were in there, I wouldn't have...
I am glad that you have shot this footage and that the world will see it. It is the only way we have a chance that people might intervene.
Yeah, and if no one intervenes, it's still a good thing to show.
How can they not intervene when they witness such atrocities?
I think if people see this footage, they'll say, oh my God, that's horrible. And then go on eating their dinners. What the hell do I know? Listen, you want to just relax?
I have more work to do. Thank you for your offer. Please enjoy your evening, Mr. Douglas.
Sir,
we've got trouble at the gate.
They're killing everyone.
The convoy has surrounded the hotel. Come on.
Do not shoot!
sir. You two, take up positions behind the sandbag.
They murdered my men. I lost 10 Belgian UN soldiers. They were protecting the Lady Grand Master.
She is dead.
Yeah, she's dead. The Europeans are putting together an intervention force. They'll be here in a few days.
Yes, I understand that, Colonel, but there is simply no place for me to put all of this.
What can I do? I'll put two more men on the gate. Two of my best lieutenants.
All right.
All right.
I understand. Thank you. Yeah. Adamacha. Hello. We were expecting you 5 days ago.
I'm sorry.
My brother and his family, did you find them?
I made it to the house, but it was empty.
Empty?
It had been ransacked. As I left, an old woman, she waved to me. I went to the house. She has the two little girls. They're safe.
But my brother and his wife, did the old lady know of them? My brother is dead. They would never leave their children.
Perhaps they could not make it home, Tassiana. They are hiding. Please, can you return and bring the girls back here to us?
I can't. There are Interhamwe roadblocks everywhere. When I reached the orphanage, the Interhamwe were there. They'd already started killing children. They made me watch. There was one girl. She had a little sister wrapped on her back. As they were about to chop her, she cried out to me. Please don't let them kill me. I promise I won't be Tutsi anymore.
Please, Anne.
They're targeting Tutsi children, Paul, to wipe out the next generation. Take the orphans, Paul.
Don't worry. There will be an intervention force coming soon, and we will get the orphans out of them. What can I get for you?
Well, something strong.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kenneth. You have performed a minor miracle.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
You should spit in my face.
Excuse me, Kenneth.
You're dirt. We think you're dirt, Paul.
Who is we?
The West. All the superpowers. Everything you believe in, Paul. They think you're dirt. They think you're done. You're worthless.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you are saying, sir.
Oh, come on. Don't bullshit me, Paul. You're the smartest man here. You got them all eating out of your hands.
You could own this freaking hotel, except for one thing. You're black. You're not even a nigger. You're an African. They're not gonna stay, Paul. They're not gonna stop the slaughter.
Please. Hola.
Got it.
Daddy.
Elise, take Diane in the other room. What is it? All the whites are leaving. They are being evacuated.
But what about us?
We have been abandoned.
But the soldiers... will stop the killers.
Listen to me, Tass, listen. I said all the whites are leaving. The French, the Italians, even the UN Belgian soldiers. All of them.
Who is left?
I don't know. Colonel Oliver said he has 300 UN peacekeepers for the whole country. The most he can spare for the hotel are 4 men. And they are not allowed to shoot. I am a fool.
No.
They told me I was one of them, and I... Wine, chocolates, cigar style, I swallowed all of it. And they handed me their shit. I have no history. I have no memory. I'm a fool, Tassie.
You are no fool. I know who you are.
New Service Africa. The United Nations source reports that the US and British representatives on the Security Council will lobby for the removal of all UN peacekeepers from Rwanda.
Paul,
he won't get you out of here. Is anything she wants?
Anything, just charge.
It's not necessary.
Let him go. We have to let him go.
It's a bubble now, thanks. Jesus Christ, it's so ashamed.
Thank you.
No Rwandans.
What?
Foreign nationals only. Sorry, Father. Those were the orders.
But you can't leave the children behind.
Sorry, Father. We have our orders.
We can't leave them.
We can do no more.
Father, it is of no use. These men are not here. They are not here to help us. Please, there is nothing we can do. Get your people on the bus. I will take care of the others. It is of no use, Father. Please, Paddy.
No.
You must... No.
To the hotel, to the hotel.
Please, we'll take care of the kids,
right? No!
No! Sir, please, go find the camera. We have the right to film.
Go film me. Go to the hotel.
No.
Go inside. Go inside the hotel. All of you. Yes, you can stay. Yes, we will take care of you. Go into the hotel. Go to the hotel. Go inside. Go inside the hotel. Out of the rain, please.
Let's go.
Come, sister. Come.
Let's go.
Paul. I want you to go.
Go where?
You take the children. You go get the girls. Your card says who to.
What are you saying?
No, please, please. You pay money at the roadblocks. I want you to go.
No, Tassiana, no. I will never leave you. I will never leave you.
Let us sleep, my wife. Let us sleep.
Get up. Get up. Get up, get up, get up. Are you the manager?
Yes, sir. What's the matter?
Everyone must leave the hotel now.
Why?
Papa, you're drunk.
It's an order.
I need some time. 20, 30 minutes to take a shower. Sir, people are still sleeping.
I don't care.
Please. Let me get you some beers, eh? You and your boys, and I'll be down right away. All right, as quick as I can.
10 minutes.
Yes, sir, 10 minutes.
Get out of the way.
Roger. Roger's not here. Where is he? Where's Roger? Where's Roger?
Under the bed.
Roger! Shh, shh, shh. It's Papa. They've gone. They've gone, they've gone.
Oh, my darling, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Go to the roof, Tatiana.
The roof?
Yes, yes. Go to the roof right now.
Yes, good day. General Bizimungu, please. Here's where?
No, that is unacceptable. Who would order such a thing?
Yes, did you find the general?
Gentlemen, please have some beer.
Get me the guest list.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Sorry, sir, but I have a call from Paul in Kigali. He says it's urgent.
Paul, are you all right?
We have a big problem, sir.
What?
The Hutu army have come. They've ordered us, all of us, out of the hotel.
Why are they doing this?
I think they will kill us all.
Kill? What do you mean? All. How many?
We have 100 staff, and now more than 800 guests.
800?
Yes, sir. There are now 800 Tutsi and Hutu refugees.
I do not have much time left, sir.
I want to thank you for everything that you have done for me and my family, and please thank all of my friends at Sabina.
Paul, wait. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay by the phone. Louis, get onto the UN. Tell them what's happening.
Did you need something, sir?
Mary, call the Prime Minister's office. Tell them I must speak with him now.
Okay.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Who can I call to stop this?
The French. They supply the Hutu army.
Do everything you can to buy time. I'll call you right back.
What are you doing, Ibe?
The lieutenant, sir. He wants to see the guest list.
Go and get these boys some more beer.
First, eh? Boy, you like beer?
Thank you.
Come with me, please.
Sir, that was 2 weeks ago.
Shh. Here you are, sir.
Anderson Athas Boulier. What is this, huh?
It is the guest list, sir.
Are you trying to make a fool of me?
No. We stopped taking names after the president was murdered. This is the only guest list, sir.
There are no Europeans left. Get me the names of all the cockroaches in there, now.
That will take time.
We don't have time. If I don't have the names, so that I can pick up the traitors, then I'll kill everyone in there. Starting with you. Leave. Yes, sir. Hey!
Yes, sir.
Who did you call?
Who did I call?
Don't lie to me! What is your name?
Rusese Begina. Paul Rusese Begina.
I'll remember you. I'll remember you. Let's go.
Hey, come on. We're leaving.
President of Sabina is on the phone for you.
I must talk with this man. Mr. Tillens.
Paul, what's going on?
They left. Thank you, sir. What did you do?
I got through to the French president's office.
Well, thank you. You have saved our lives.
I pleaded with the French and the Belgians to go back and get you all.
I am afraid this is not going to happen.
They're cowards, Paul. Rwanda is not worth a single vote to any of them. The French, the British, the Americans. I am sorry, Paul.
Thank you. There will be no rescue. No intervention force. We can only save ourselves. Many of you know influential people abroad. You must call these people. You must tell them what will happen to us. Say goodbye. But when you say goodbye, say it as though you are reaching through the phone and holding their hand. Let them know that if they let go of that hand, you will die.
We must shame them into sending help. Most importantly, this cannot be a refugee camp. The Interahamwe believe that the Mikulin is a four-star Sabina hotel. That is the only thing that is keeping us alive. Have you printed the bills? Thank you. Now please erase the register.
Erase it?
Yes, I want no names to appear there.
Boss, the carpenters are ready.
Tell them to remove all of the numbers from the doors.
And put what?
And put nothing. Good day. Here is your bill for the last week. If you cannot pay or think you will not be able to pay, please go to the banquet room and Dubey will take care of you. Thank you.
Does the State Department have a view as to whether or not what is happening could be genocide?
We have every reason to believe that acts of genocide have occurred.
How many acts of genocide does it take to make genocide?
Alan, that's just not a question that I'm in a position to answer.
True that that you have specific guidance not to use the word genocide in isolation, but a way to preface it with this word axel.
I have guidance to which I try to use as best as I can. There are formulations that we are using that we are trying to be consistent in our use of.
I'm sorry it is not Glenmorangie.
As long as it is Scotch. Your white friends have abandoned you.
So it would seem.
But don't worry. I will take care of you.
I'm glad to hear that because...
I was wondering if perhaps you could spare us a few policemen to protect us, sir.
The police are very busy, Paul.
Yes, I'm aware of this, but when I last spoke to the president of Sabina... He assured me that anyone who helped protect Belgian property would be well rewarded.
I will see what I can do.
Excuse me momentarily, sir. Where has all our beer gone?
Sir, Gregoire has been taking beer.
How much beer?
Many.
Come to the reception. Now he says to me, how do you want the girls? He's a cockroach manager. Always kissing us.
General, I'm glad you came by. I overheard something that I think you should know about.
What did you overhear?
Well, it was a discussion between a UN colonel and an American embassy official.
And what did they say?
The American assured the colonel that they would watch everything.
How? They are gone, Paul.
With their spies. Satellites.
And Americans.
You know, I admire you, General. How do you keep command of your men amidst such madness?
I am a strong man, Paul.
I wish I were more like you. I mean, look at my staff.
Cheers.
He won't work. Listens to no one.
He is staff?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Get back to work, you slug! Go!
Satellites. Well, what was I going to say, that the Americans were hiding in the trees?
What's the matter?
I have to go out and get food.
Go out? Where?
To George Rutogonda's place.
No.
I have to, Tassiana. We are only as valuable as the money we give to him.
You cannot go alone.
I'm not going alone. I'll take Gregoire with me. He's a good Hutu, and he wants to impress me now. It's good to see you back at work, Gregoire.
Please accept my humblest apologies.
Please. We have a job this morning. We are going to see George Rutugunda. Please get the van.
your ID.
I'm here to see my friend George Rutugunda.
So, what can I do for you?
I need supplies, George.
Anytime. Paul, everything is double the price now. You understand that?
Yes, I need rice, beans, powdered milk, beer, and your best whiskey.
Beer, yes, but whiskey, no.
You have no whiskey?
No whiskey. No spirits. Your rich guests will have to do without their scotch. Anyway, Paul, I've bled that cow enough now.
What are you saying, George?
Your rich cockroaches at the hotel, their money is no good to them anymore. Soon, all the Tutsis will be dead.
You do not honestly believe that you can kill them all.
And why not? Why not? We are halfway there already. So, Paul, you want 12 bags of rice, eh? Give him 12 bags of rice and 4 crates of beer.
Yes, sir, right away.
Oh, and Paul, I'll give you a crate of soft drinks for the kids, free of charge. Ten bags of beans, huh? Come, quick! And put those in the van, you! Let me give you a little tip, my friend. Our generals in the army say, don't go near the Nicolino, they will send the Belgian soldiers back here. But soon, those generals would have gone, and we would be in charge. It's time to butcher that fat cow of yours for the meat. Of your own. Do you understand?
It is almost dawn, George. We really must be going.
Take the river road back. It's clear.
What is going on now? You've driven off the road.
No,
I'm on the
stop,
road.
You're going to put us in the river. Stop the car. Stop the car.
Back off the car, Gregoire. Listen to me. You will tell no one what you have seen here today. No one, Gregoire. Please help Gregoire to unload the van.
Thank you.
Why are people so cruel?
Hatred. Insanity, I don't know.
There you go.
Did you put it in our fingers in the
throat? Oh, yes.
I think she had something to do with me. Oh, nothing to do with me.
No, no, no. You make a mistake. Hello.
Come with me.
Where are we going?
Just come.
It's beautiful.
You like it?
I hear we must pay for everything.
Yes, this is true.
So, how much for this?
A kiss.
You are a good man, Paul Russe Sabangina.
I have a confession. When you worked as the nurse
in Ruhengeri,
yes, when we first met, I had you transferred to Kigali.
What?
I bribed the Minister of Health to have you transferred to Kigali.
Why?
To be closer. So that I could marry you.
What was the bribe? What am I worth to you?
It was substantial.
Tell me what it was.
A car.
What sort of car?
What does that matter?
I want to know.
A Volkswagen.
A Volkswagen? I hope it was a new one.
We have had a good life, you and I. Yes. I thank God every day for the time we've had. We have to have a plan.
Your plan?
Our children cannot see us die first. If the militia come, you must come up here as quick as you can.
Please, I don't want you.
You must come up here, Tatiana.
I don't want you to talk like this, please.
We have to, Tatiana. If I do not make it, you must take all of our children by the hand. You must jump.
What are you saying?
You have to promise me, Tatiana, the machete is no way to die. You have to promise me you will do it.
I cannot do it.
You have to promise me, Tatiana. Please, promise me you will do it. Please, Tatiana. No one can be at the front of the hotel. I've told you this. Take these children in the back.
Sorry,
Harry.
Come, children.
Come. Paul, I've got good news. Congratulations. Your calls have worked. I have exit visas for the following families. Abukesu, Tanzania. Midori. Kenya. Gituranga, Zambia.
Hallelujah!
Kalisa, Belgium.
Oh, thank you.
Dukuzi, Kenya. Masambo, Zambia. Zinguru, Ghana. Rusesa, Bagdini, Belgium. All right, that's it. So remember, families be ready at 7 a.m. Let's go.
Colonel. Yeah. You certainly are dead to Jean-Baptiste on the list.
I'm sorry, Jean. Okay. But I've been assured there will be another plane soon. Excuse me.
Don't worry, Tassie. We'll make it to the next list.
Yeah. The girls, Paul, I will not live without them.
What have you brought us?
Oh, antibiotics, medical supplies, general first aid.
Thank you.
I hear there's to be a convoy.
Yes.
Are you on the list?
Madam Archer, I have an impossible request of you. Is there any way that you could return to the old woman and bring the girls back here to us?
Paul, that side of town has been destroyed in the fighting. They're probably dead.
Madam Archer, I'm begging you. Those girls have no one now.
I'll try.
We have to leave by 7 a.m.
Who'll take care of the orphans when you're gone?
Odette. Odette will care for them until we can get them out of here.
Tell me, Paul, what country is going to take 20 Rwandan orphans?
I will find someone. I promise you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
News Service Africa. Today, a Red Cross representative claimed that the death rate in the Rwandan conflict may have climbed to as many as 500,000 victims. One report stated that 40,000 bodies had been killed from Lake Victoria.
Where is she? I don't know. We wait until 7. If she is not back with the girls by then, she may not be coming.
Thank you. Please, take this.
Yes, I will take your letters.
Thank you so much for taking the letters.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wish I could have done more. I'm sorry. God be with you.
Please, for the girls. Wait a little.
We cannot wait. We cannot wait, Tassi.
Here you go.
Let's move out!
I say those Hutus who shelter the cockroaches are the same as cockroaches. They are all the same. Their fate should be the same. This is RTLM. The Tutsi cockroaches of the rebel army must be denied recruits. Come on, good Hutus. The graves are not yet full. Who will help us?
Goddamn radio station.
Stand by your radios. I am hearing some urgent news.
Boss, please come quick.
Not now, Dube.
It is important. It is on the radio. You have to hear it.
This latest news, brothers. We have received reports of very important cockroaches and traitors trying to escape from the Mikolin Hotel. Gather up your weapons. Stand by your radios. We will keep you informed. They are being smuggled.
No, no! Who told them of this, Dube?
I saw Gregoire, sir. It is Gregoire. I saw him living in our bus.
Please, sir. I will give you whatever I have.
I say we leave that hotel and no one else.
General Bizimungu, they are driving into an ambush.
Down.
We've
got cockroaches in this truck.
No, 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 no. I've got UN personnel in these trucks. I've got permission to go through these roadblocks.
I'm going to search this truck.
You are not going to search this convoy.
Cover me.
Get away from that truck! Get away from that truck! Now!
Go to the truck! We're going to move to the
truck! Get back!
You're not going to hurt these people!
Get back! Move back! Look, I told you, there's cockroaches in your truck!
No, 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 no! There's political refugees under UN section!
That we have cowards in our own army who will not let us punish them.
Go on, get
him! Moving cockroaches from Milkoli?
No, sir. No, sir. They're political refugees.
They cannot leave Milkoli.
They are not leaving. Stop him!
You bastard!
I wanted you to be safe, all of you.
That was not your decision to make. We make our decisions together. That was our promise.
You're right. You're right. I knew that the minute the truck pulled away. I'm sorry.
Come on, put some more water.
What are they doing?
Dubé.
I'm sorry, sir. They shut down the water. This is all we have.
General.
Where are my supplies?
I'm sorry, sir. The cellar is empty.
You have nothing. And yet you call me begging me for help? Do you know the trouble I have protecting these cockroaches?
Sir, I have money from the guests.
Rwandan francs. Those are only good for wiping your ass. There is nothing more I can do for you, Paul. No more police, no more protection. Let the UN take care of you. Drive. Go.
What would Sabina make of this?
Get down, get down!
Are you hurt? What? What's that?
Please be still, there's glass here on the hedgehog.
Is anyone hurt with it?
Lots of cuts and bruises.
Oh, thank God it was a storeroom.
And in Rwanda, humanitarian agencies report that a rapid advance by the Tutsi rebel army has sparked a mass evacuation of Hutu refugees towards the Congo. One aid worker described it as the largest refugee exodus in modern history.
The rebels have taken half the city, and they have proposed a deal the Hutu generals are willing to accept. The rebels will exchange their Hutu prisoners, and you people, all of you, will be able to move behind the rebel lines where it's safe.
The Indahamwe, what about them?
No one controls them.
This time they will kill us all.
They will kill us all if we stay here. We have to take the chance. What time should we be ready to leave?
I can put it together in 2 days, Paul.
2 days?
Colonel, there is no way that we can hold out for 2 days. I have nothing left to bribe them with.
Colonel, we will all be dead in 2 days.
We have to go to the diplomat.
To do what?
Your items, they are there. Will you please put your policeman at the gate, sir?
No. Let us see what you have to offer first.
Rebels are getting closer, yes?
The rebels can have this graveyard. We have ordered everyone out of the city. Here. Have a drink. You know what the Scottish call it?
No.
Mishkabaha. Water of life. I went once on a tour of the finest single malt distillery in the world. Have you ever been to Scotland?
No, sir.
Wonderful country. Wonderful golf. I wonder, will I ever go back? What do you think?
No. I hope we all get to do a great many things, General. Can we go now, please, sir?
I am going to do you a great favor, Paul.
Private?
Yes, sir! Pack those carefully, put them in my jeep and guard them. I am going to take you with us to
to our new headquarters in Gitarama.
I do not want to go to Gitarama, sir.
Well, you cannot go back to the hotel. The crazy men are on their way there now.
General, we must go back so that I can get my family.
Trust me, we are better off here.
General, these are difficult times. We need to help one another.
And what help can I get from you, Paul?
You are a marked man, sir.
How so?
You are on a list. The Americans have you on their list as a war criminal.
Paul, I am sick and tired of your lies.
Are you stupid, General? How do you think these people operate? You sit here with 5 stars on your chest. Who do you think they are coming after? Fine. We will go to Gitarama, and you will stay on that list.
I committed no war crimes.
Who will tell them? You need me to tell them how you helped at the hotel. They blame you for all their misfortunes. They say you led the massacres.
I led no massacres.
Do you think they're going to believe you?
You will tell them the truth.
I will tell them nothing unless you help me. What are you going to do? Shoot me? Shoot me. Please shoot me. It would be a blessing. I will pay you to shoot my family. You cannot hurt me.
You will tell them that I did nothing.
We are leaving. Right now.
No, I've not seen Tatiana. Paul, what is happening?
No, 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 Paul? I have to find my way.
Everyone, on the ground, please. Take your belongings. Families, please. As fast as you can, everyone, please.
Hope someday we will come back.
What is wrong with her?
She has a very high fever.
Where are we going, Daddy?
Someplace safe.
Is on the other side of camp. They'll take you to Tanzania. Go now, Paul, because I don't know when there'll be another opportunity. Yeah.
Come, sister.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank God.
Oh, we made it.
Please. Please, please.
We are here, yeah? Thank you, Paul.
We have made it.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Come.
Mr. Manager, I just want to thank you.
Of course, dear.
Constance! Course. Constance! Oh, oh, thank God you are alive. It's so good to see you. Have you seen my brother and his wife? No. Have anyone seen these people?
Oh, no.
You don't recognize
Mama, come see, quick.
Here,
Mama, look.
Please.
You see them, Mama? Is that them? Is that them, Mama?
Do you recognize these people? This little girl, she's gonna understand.
No.
This is Karen.
No.
Do you recognize them?
Mom, have you seen these girls?
No. I haven't.
Have any of you seen these girls?
We find the guest, I see. We will.
Where did you find this child?
They just arrived on trucks from the Mikkeline.
All Mikkeline evacuees to the bus now, please.
Oh, no.
Rwanda, Rwanda, yeah, yeah. Rwanda, Rwanda, yeah. They said many a call, a few were chosen, but I wish some wasn't chosen. For the blood spilling of Rwanda, yeah. They said me shocky, shocking up in they go. Grown in the fire, but you never get burned. But I wish some didn't get burned in Rwanda, yeah. They said the man is judged according to his works. So tell me, Africa, what's your worth? There's no money, no diamonds, no fortunes on this planet that can replace Rwanda, Rwanda, Rwanda. Yeah. These are the cries of the children. America, it's the United States of America, then why can't Africa be the United States of Africa? Rwanda, Rwanda. And if England is the United Kingdom, then why can't Africa unite all the kingdoms and become the United Kingdom of Africa? Rwanda, 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 Rwanda. Yeah, yeah. These are the cries of the children. Yeah. Rwanda, Rwanda. Can anybody out there hear our cries? Yeah. Heaven's cry. Jesus Christ.